At any given time, there are between 200 and 600 veterans attending Pasadena City College. Unlike many visible minorities, veterans often carry scars that are unseen by the rest of us and engage in a daily struggle to try and fit into everyday civilian college life. Carol Calandria is the Veteran Center Specialist on campus, and she acts as counselor, case manager, liaison, support system, and friend to the veterans at PCC.
The other is serial hugger.
If a veteran is sleeping in their car, it's really kind of hard for them to concentrate on their education. Or if they're hungry, or if their power bill hasn't been paid, those type of things. If a veteran doesn't have books, it's pretty hard for them to succeed. So that's my role as kind of a case manager in the Veterans Resource Center.
Quite often after returning from deployments, veterans can find it difficult to assimilate back into life on campus and to relate to the students around them who have not seen or experienced the things that they have.
This young man in particular, who had just done multiple tours in Afghanistan, and he's sitting next to this 18-year-old little girl that's all mad that mommy won't let her drive the Benz to school. He's got bigger issues.
Carol has a really great understanding of the array of issues that are unique to veterans. She treats these issues with great respect and does her best to be a communicator between the vets and the rest of the PCC population.
These are reasons why certain students may sit in the back of the classroom. They will still address you as yes ma'am, no sir. They already know the exit. They already know how to get out of the classroom. They already know who they're taking with them.
The experience of feeling separate, different from the rest of your peers, seems to be quite common amongst college vets.
My name is Christopher Villalobos. I was a specialist in the United States Army. I'm studying sociology. I did 4 years active duty. I'm still in the reserves. So I just got out. I don't want to be that person that just like, I'm going to like, oh, poor me, or like, I'm different because I went through this, because I don't want to be that person. But I guess the hardest thing is just, it's not feeling like you're really there. It's like almost like you're kind of like it's, I don't know how to explain this. Like, you're walking in a hall room full of people, but you're really not there. You're just kind of just walking by, and like nobody really sees you.
So I'm sitting in a classroom over in the C building, and it had the big air conditioning unit that hangs down. Well, it whirled. It like kicked in and did that like, woo, that whirl. A veteran flips the desk, you know, so he's looking for cover, he's looking for the way out, you know, and the professor is like, oh, we need to call police, and it's like, sir, no, we don't. You know, we need to address the issues at hand.
In 2014, PCC was named number one best for vet school in California and number two in the nation by the Military Times. According to Carol, the VRC gets a lot of support from both the school and the community at large.
You know, one time I had a homeless veteran with his wife and two babies sleeping in their car. So our campus PD, they were amazing. You know, they said, okay, you know, these are things we're gonna do. We're gonna help you. Here's the shower facilities are here. Here's like a 2-week pass, kind of. If you park in lot whatever on X days, you know, no one's gonna get a good night's sleep. Amazing. That doesn't happen a lot of places.
Does it happen a lot that veterans who are in school are homeless?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. More than you know.
This is Marley Otto for Lancer Radio Network, www.lancerradio.org.